20.
No liar, I didn't.
If you want jobs in the pregame ceremony, come down on the other side of the ring gate, come down now. If you're in the pregame ceremony, come on down now. Ceremonies on the field, and you make your way out to the field now. It's your last opportunity. Thank you so much, officially welcome to Heritage Financial Park for tonight's ball game between your Hudson Valley Renegades and the Brooklyn Cyclones. Once again, I've already said it a couple times tonight, we thank you for your patience. We appreciate you hanging out, because we're going to get to play some baseball. Once again, it'll be a 7-inning game. First pitch scheduled for 9 o'clock. Fireworks right after that. And then the sweep-out for the Scouts is scheduled after that. Now let's take a look at the lineups. Gilbert Gomez is the manager of the Cyclones. His coaching staff is Dan McKinney. Eduardo Nunez, John Vaughn, and Reagan Schoener. Trenton Master, Joe Grillo. They got a record of 30-30. They are tied for fourth place here in the lineup. Leading up to the DH, number 22, Nick Morabito. Buying second, playing left field, number 22, Christopher Suero. Buying third, playing first, number 48, Nick LaRusso. Buying cleanup for center field, number 5, Dan DeCastagora. Buying fifth, the shortstop, number 1, Roberto Lara. Buying sixth, playing second, number 4, Junior Tillman. Batting 7th, playing 3rd, number 3, Mateo Gill. Batting 8th, the catcher, number 7, Christian Frederick. Batting 9th, playing right field, number 27, Corral Paz. And on down, number 33, Jonathan. The Renegades are affiliated from the Hudson Valley Renegades, New York Yankees. Our manager is number 12, Nick Ortiz. Benjamin, Rick Warner, Derek Woodley, Zach Wanderman, Derek Kelly, and Dylan Lynch wrapped out the staff. The Renegades hit a record of 32-27. They are in third place. Here's the lineup. We end up in play second base. Number 2, Rock Riggio. By the second place, shortstop number 3, Jared Cherna. By the third, the catch number 9, Jesus Rodriguez. Batting 4th, playing 1st, number 15, Rafael Flores. Batting 5th and left field, number 1, Jake Cavina. Batting 6th to the 8th, number 10, Christopher Familia. Batting 7th, playing right field, number 25, Derek Martin. Batting 8th and center field, number 6, Cole Gabrielson. Batting 9th, playing 3rd, number 28, Cole Brewer. And on the mound, number 11, Kyle Paul. All right, folks, it's time for tonight's ceremonial first pitches. They are brought to you by our friends at Geodis. Geodis, a better way to deliver. Our first pitch. Number 21, Pink.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game! And Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back here to Heritage Financial Park. A couple of hours later than we originally had planned, but glad to have some baseball for you here on this Friday night as the Brooklyn Cyclones 30-30 overall will take on the 32-27 Hudson Valley Renegades. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our now 9 o'clock first pitch tonight. Right now scheduled to be about a 1 hour and a 55-minute delay at the start here tonight. Had a lot of rain start rolling in right around the 5:30, 6 o'clock neighborhood, pretty much right around the time gates opened. Also had some rain, some pouring rain when we got to the ballpark here earlier today, right around the 2 o'clock hour. But after a long series of rain, a lot of it heavy early and then dissipating into just more of a steady rain over the previous hour and a half or so. But because of the lengthy rain delay and the 5 o'clock game tomorrow, we will only play 7 innings tonight. Both teams agreed upon it, so this will be a 7-inning game played here tonight between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. And Brooklyn trying to get back in the win column. They've dropped 5 straight games. That ties their longest losing streak of the season. Brooklyn battling back a couple of times last night. Really had a great opportunity in the 8th inning. 2nd and 3rd, 2 out. And Karel Paz, a 108-mile-an-hour line drive, but a great leaping catch by the first baseman, Kiko Romero, helped save the lead for Hudson Valley as the Renegades went on to win the ball game by a final of 6-5. But Nick Morabito was on base 4 times. Nick LaRusso, a couple extra base hits, including a 3-run homer. Junior Tillian extending the on-base streak. Mateo Gill, a multi-hit game, and strong effort from the bullpen. Josh Hedgka and Joshua Cornelli, 3 hitless and scoreless innings. And that's another big factor today with the 7-inning game. Going to play to Brooklyn's benefit because a shorthanded bullpen getting shorter tonight. Joey Lancelotti, who has pitched a lot for the Cyclones as of late, placed on the 7-day IL earlier today. We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we will get you starting lineups for tonight's ballgame. We've got to make a couple adjustments to our lineup card. There's been some changes for Hudson Valley since we spoke to you last. So Brooklyn and Hudson Valley coming up in just a matter of moments. Game 4 of this 6-game series on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, thank you so but there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Back here from Heritage Financial Park, the rain has dissipated and ready to play a seven-inning game here tonight instead of the regularly scheduled nine because of the nearly two-hour delay at the start as the Cyclones and Renegades getting ready for game four of the six-game series. You mentioned before we headed to break that Hudson Valley, a late lineup scratch tonight, so let's take a look now at the amended lineups for both teams. Our starting lineups tonight, as always, brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their skipper, Gilbert Gomez. Nick Morabito leads off. He'll be the DH. Chris Suero is in left, hitting second. Nick LaRusso bats third. He'll be at first base. Stanley Consuegra took Kyle Carr, the starter for Hudson Valley Deep, back in late May. He'll clean up and be in center. Wilfredo Lara in the five spot tonight. He'll be the shortstop. Junior Tillian, 21 game on base streak. He'll bat sixth and play second base. Mateo Gill has a base hit in each of the first two games he's played this week. He'll bat seventh and be at third base. Christian Pregent, the starter behind the plate tonight for Brooklyn, with Karell Paz making his second start of the series tonight in right field. Jonah Tong on the mound for Brooklyn, 1-1, a 4.39 ERA for the Cyclones, has allowed four or more runs in each of his last two starts. So trying to flip that script here today, and this is the Hudson Valley lineup he'll face, put together by their manager, Nick Ortiz. You mentioned some changes in the ballgame tonight for that Hudson Valley lineup. Late Jesus Rodriguez, who has been red hot, has been a late scratch for Hudson Valley tonight. So the new lineup reads as follows. Rock Riggio leads off and will play second. Jared Serna, among the league leaders in several offensive categories, he'll bat second and play short. Chase Avina now in the three hole. He will play left field. Rafael Flores will be the catcher and clean up. Christopher Familia will make his second straight start. He'll be the DH tonight and bat fifth. Garrett Martin bats sixth. He is the right fielder tonight for Hudson Valley. Josh Moylan was the late add to the lineup for the Renegades. He'll bat seventh and be the first baseman. Cole Gabrielson bats eighth in center. And Bo Brewer, who had a whole slew of RBI off the bench on a Tuesday night in that Hudson Valley route for them in just two at-bats, he'll make his first start of the week. He'll bat ninth and be the third baseman. Kyle Carr on the mound for the Renegades tonight. It has been a tough start to the season for him, 0-3, a 6.8 ERA. But Carr coming off back-to-back solid starts, three runs and into the fifth inning in each of his last two, including a season and career high 5 2/3 innings of work in his last home start back on the final day of May, May the 31st. So Carr, the Yankees' number 11 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Tong, the Mets' number 20 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. The top pitching prospects on both of these rosters getting ready to face off here tonight. And we'll have first pitch for you coming up in just a matter of moments. As the rain has gone away, it is a cool evening now after the rain has moved out of town. Right now, 67 degrees in Wappingers Falls, New York, and the real feel is just 60. So we'll step aside for a couple of moments. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you tonight. Seven-inning game instead of nine because of the delay. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Mets and Yankees in South Atlantic League Baseball coming up on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Smell of fried food and ketchup in the air. That means it's just about time for baseball here on this Friday night, a little bit later than we had hoped, but it is time to get underway. Again, a reminder, this one will only be seven innings tonight because of the two-plus hour delay at the start. So Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, an abbreviated contest tonight, but glad to get this one in instead of playing two later on this week, as we take another quick run through of the Brooklyn starting lineup put together by Gilbert Gomez. Morabito, Suero, LaRusso at the top, Consuegra, Lara, and Tillian at the heart, with Gil, Pregen, and Paz rounding out the Cyclones order tonight. On the mound for Hudson Valley this evening is the California native left-hander Kyle Carr, 6'1", 185 pounds, 22 years old, from La Jolla, California. Yankees third-round pick last year out of Palomar College in Southern Cal. But the numbers for Carr this year have been bumpy, to say the least. The numbers making his 11th start tonight, 0-3, a 6.8 ERA. 49 hits allowed in 41 innings, 31 walks to 36 strikeouts. And you look at Carr's only start this year against the Cyclones. Took the loss, gave up a season-high tying at 6 runs on 9 hits in that contest on Coney Island back on May the 24th, hoping for better results tonight here in his home confines, coming off his last home start, the best of his pro career, certainly the longest. And the Cyclones trying to snap the five-game slide and get back in this series starting right now. Nick Morabito will lead things off, and we're just about ready to get underway. Carr ready, Morabito ready. Our first pitch of the night is an off-speed pitch at the knees, and we are underway 2 hours behind schedule, 9:05 Eastern time. Morabito on base 4 times last night, a couple of singles, a couple of walks, 3 stolen bags, and nearly decapitates his good buddy Chris Suero in the on-deck circle. And the count 0-2. Morabito hitting at 308 with Brooklyn, 2 homers, 6 RBIs, 5 for 13 in the series. The 0-2 pitch outside with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. 1 and 2. Nick entering play today, fifth in all of minor league baseball in on-base percentage at .460, seventh in steals, and 10th in batting average. The 1-2 from Carr and a breaking ball low did not go on appeal. And it's two balls and two strikes. Our umpiring crew here tonight behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, Justin Hopkins with Shane Sullivan on the base paths. 2-2 now on Beto, the pitch. And a slider misses down and in. And the count runs full. Fastball, slider, change. The three-pitch arsenal for Carr. Look at his last start. Carr, 4 2/3 innings in Wilmington last week as Morabito can't catch up. 91-mile-an-hour fastball up. And Kyle Carr picks up a strikeout to begin the ballgame. One away in the top of the first. Take a look at Hudson Valley defensively behind Carr tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jay Savina, Cole Gabrielson, and Garrett Martin. Third to first around the infield, Bo Brewer, Jared Serna, Rock Riggio, and Josh Moylan with Rafael Flores, the catcher, behind the plate. First pitch to Chris Suero, and he takes the fastball up and away. And the count 1-0. Suero, hitless last night, did walk and score a run, hitting at .247 with the Cyclones, four homers and 18 RBIs. The 1-0 and a slider. Generous call from the home plate umpire Hopkins. Gave Carr a couple of inches off the outside corner. And the count 1-1. Suero been with the Cyclones since the 6th of May. As that fastball outside, two balls and a strike. But after a slow first week and a half, you date back to the penultimate game of their series in Bowling Green. The road trip as Suero joined the Cyclones on as a swing and a miss at a fastball. 90 miles an hour away in the count 2-2. And Suero hitting at .308 and .959 OPS. Among the league leaders in several offensive categories, including runs on base percentage, walks, and OPS. 2-2 on Suero and time call. Ahead of the break even from Carr. Carr, the Yankees, number 11 prospect. According to MLB Pipeline, number 12 by Baseball America. Jeff Pontus, that publication had him as one of the top 20 breakout pitching prospects for the year. He's not been that way so far. The 2-2 pitch, and Suero dribbles it foul towards LaRusso in the on-deck circle. And it remains 2-2. But Carr got off to a solid start. First four appearances had a sub-4 ERA, but the walks were high. 14 walks to 10 strikeouts. The pitch. And Suero lunges and fouls it off the end of the bat. Hits off the railing in front of the Cyclones' first base dugout. And it remains even, two balls and two strikes. But since the start of May, it's been much tougher for Carr, the 2-2. Fastball on the outside corner, and Suero knew it. So the long layoff has not slowed down Kyle Carr. Back-to-back strikeouts. One swinging, one looking, and two out in the opening frame for Nick LaRusso. But since the start of May, six starts for Carr, an ERA right around 8.5. Nearly as many earned runs as innings pitched and more runs than innings pitched during that span. So now LaRusso at a three-run homer last night, also doubled in the ballgame. And that ball thrown out of play by Carr. And they're going to call a pitch clock violation on him. And the throw back out to the mound from the home plate umpire. Hopkins got to Carr on a bounce. And so Carr takes the ball that was initially thrown out to him that hopped and flings it back to the dugout. So here is LaRusso. Has a 1-0 count on him before seeing a pitch. And the slider from Carr misses high. 2-0. LaRusso hitting at .265. Team leading eight homers and 30 RBIs.
So it's cheaper here. Yeah. No, to
The lefty's 1-1, and LaRusso yanks it foul up the third baseline. Actually, now the count. Two balls and a strike on LaRusso. Video board off. The video board's off by a lot. The last pitch was 83 miles an hour, and it says out in left center field that it was 97. That's a pretty stark difference. 2-1, and LaRusso swings and misses at a high fastball. And the count even, 2-2. Calm night here at the ballpark. Lights on here at the stadium. With the American flag out in right center field, blowing a little bit towards left. Looking for a 1-2-3 inning is Carr. The 2-2. And LaRusso fouls it back to the screen. But Nick just 2-for-11 in the series. Snapped an 0-for-11 streak at the plate last night. And he has enjoyed hitting against the Renegades so far this year. Already 4 home runs against them in 7 games. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. High fastball at 92. And Kyle Carr, after a 2-hour rain delay, strikes out the side in order in the top half of the first inning. So now the ball in the court of Jonah Tong. We head to the home first. It is Hudson Valley and Brooklyn scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Jonah Tong on the mound for the Cyclones tonight, as Brooklyn trying to get back in this series and snap a 5-game losing streak. Tong, 6'1", 180 pounds, just 20 years old, from Markham, Ontario. Will celebrate his 21st birthday next week. Met 7th round pick 2 years ago out of Georgia Premier Academy in Statesboro, Georgia. Quick run through the Hudson Valley lineup. He'll face Reggio, followed by Serna and Avina at the top. Flores, Familia, Martin in the middle, with Moylan, Gabrielson, and Brewer at the bottom. And the first pitch from Jonah Tong is a breaking ball at the knees. And the count, no balls and 1 strike. Numbers for Tong so far this year, making his 8th start with Brooklyn. As a pitch to Reggio in the air, left field, coming on is Suero. And the Bronx native makes the catch on the sharp line drive. So one away in the bottom of the first. Brings up Jared Serna, but Tong 1-1, a 4.39 ERA with Brooklyn, 26 hits, 26 and two-thirds frames, 14 walks, 35 strikeouts. As Jared Serna, the batter. Serna, a couple of hits last night, including a double and 2 RBI. And the first pitch from the righty is a curveball inside. And the count 1-0. Tong, last time out against Aberdeen, a no decision, went 5 innings, gave up 4 runs on 7 hits. That a career high. But walked only 1, struck out 8 in the contest. Left in line for the win, although lead was squandered. Brooklyn would come back to win the game. It's a fastball high at 92. 2-0 on Serna. Brooklyn winning that game on SNY, playing as the Malmo Oat Milkers. One of those nights that won't forget this year. The 2-0 pitch, Cerna line drive right field, and Karel Paz is going to have to play it on a hop. Jared Cerna, an 8-game hitting streak now, 13 consecutive on base. And the Renegades have the game's first hit and the game's first base runner. One on and one out. Brings up Jay Savino. Let's take a look at Brooklyn defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Chris Suero, Stanley Consuegra, and Karel Paz. Tong from the stretch, third base side of the rubber. And the first pitch to Avina, hit on the ground through the hole between third and short for another base hit. Back-to-back singles from Cerna and Avina. And the Renegades in business. Two on and one out for Rafael Flores. A third to first around the infield, Mateo Gil, Alfredo Lara, Junior Tillian, and Nick LaRusso with Christian Pregent, the catcher, behind the plate. So two on and one out for Flores. Hit a two-run home run in the first inning last night. It was the only time he reached base, hitting at 308, five homers, and 32 RBIs. Tillian holds on the runner at second. Tong to look back there. And the first pitch is a curveball outside at 73. 1-0. Tong was outstanding in his two starts against Hudson Valley in their series on Coney Island. Picked up his first South Atlantic League win in the first game of that series on May the 21st as the fastball fouled away. And the count even at one. Went 6 2/3 innings, which the longest start still this year by a Cyclone. And prior to Jeffrey Colon out of the bullpen on Wednesday was the longest effort by a Brooklyn pitcher at any point of a game this year.
There's definitely already someone else.
A 1-1. Breaking ball down and away. 2-1 on Flores. Looked like the slider that time. But then his second start abbreviated his first start with Brooklyn on 4 days rest. Went two innings. Did not allow a run on one hit. As the pitch to Flores bounces. And now Tong behind in the count 3-1 in danger of walking the bases loaded. So he went 8 2/3 innings that week, allowed just one run on five hits, two walks, 11 strikeouts. And since then, it has been a much different story for Tong. A 3-1 and a ground ball back up the middle could be two. Fielded behind the back by Tillian, steps on the square, throw to first in time, double play. And the inning is over. So a job well done by Jonah Tong. Allows a couple of one-out singles, but induces a ground ball for a 4-3 double play. And Hudson Valley kept off the board in the first. No runs, two hits, one left at the end of one. No score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. We'll be right back.
Kyle Carr struck out the side in order in the first. We'll see what he has for an encore in the top half of the second inning. Reminder, folks, it's a seven-inning game tonight because of the two-hour delay at the start. And a reminder as well, calling all kids, only think better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media. Stanley Consuegra will lead off for Brooklyn. And before the first pitch of the inning, time called by the home plate umpire. Not sure what that was in reference to. But now Carr is ready. First pitch of the inning. And a breaking ball fouled back. 0-1 on Stanley. But for our Home Run Readers program, all you have to do, read four books in your free time. Tell us about them. And you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit brooklyncyclones.com/enrichment. 0-1 as Consuegra takes a fastball on the outside, black at 89. Plate umpire Justin Hopkins been giving Carr the outside corner to the righty batters tonight. The 0-2. That's what Carr shoots for again with the change. And this time too far outside, a ball and two strikes. Stanley hitting at .228, 7 homers, 29 RBI. Was 0-for-4 last night. A 1-2 and a fastball downstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Hudson Valley tonight playing as their alternate identity, playing as the Cider Donuts tonight. Specialty uniforms caps the whole schmear. A 2-2 high. And Stanley has run the count full 3-2. So specialty uniforms for Hudson Valley. Brown vested uniforms with dark green sleeves. The payoff pitch up and away, ball 4. And Stanley is Brooklyn's first base runner tonight. So Consuegra works a leadoff walk. And there is one on, nobody out for Wilfredo Lara. But sort of looking like vested jerseys made to appear like a cider donut with a green circle in the middle on that brown jersey top. Cider Donuts in white across the chest with a red border. White numerals on the back with that same red border. Wearing the same home navy pinstriped white pants. Carr, those pant legs rolled up just below the knees. Tall navy socks at either end of those white cleats. The pitch to Wilfredo Lara and challenges him upstairs at 87. And the count 0-1. Lara 0-for-4 last night, hitting at .226, 2 homers, 17 RBIs. Just 1-for-11 in the series, the 0-1. And Lara, line drive right at the second baseman, Riggio, and Consuegra straight too far off the bag. His first instinct was taking a couple of steps towards second, and that cost him as Riggio slid to his left, made the catch, and in one fluid motion, threw on a first to double off the runner. So just like that, base is empty, two out for Junior Tillian. 0-for-3 with a walk last night, has reached in 21 consecutive games for Brooklyn. The first pitch from Carr is a backdoor slider on the outer half, 0-1. Tillian hitting at .244, 3 homers and 17 ribbies. Bases empty, two out in a scoreless game. The 0-1 and another backdoor slider. And again, Tillian takes a called strike and it's 0-2. A dark green cap with the brown bill and the Cider Donut logo for Hudson Valley right on the front. Carr looking for his second straight inning, facing the minimum. The 0-2, and Tillian on it, fouls back the fastball. And it remains no balls and two strikes. But Tillian tied for the longest active on base streak in the league. Only Greenville's Alan Castro has matched that 21 mark right now. The 0-2, Outside, a ball and two strikes. Try the changeup down and away. Third baseman Brewer playing towards the line. Expecting the righty to pull the 1-2 pitch, and Tillian shoots it down the right field line, but curling foul. Off the top of the screen, it remains 1-2. But Tillian hitting at 286 since game two of that doubleheader on May the 16th. OPS over 800. Playing some of his best ball of the season. Brooklyn trying to spring a two-out rally with Mateo Gill on deck. A 1-2 from Carr. And Tillian, a bouncing ball foul up the first baseline. Three foul balls for Tillian with two strikes, and it remains 1-2. Tillian has had some wild home road splits so far this year. He has been great on Coney Island, and the bat has suffered a bit away from Brooklyn. The 1-2 again, and Tillian a high pop fly. Foul ground, first base side. Moylan up behind the coach's box makes the catch. And Carr faces the minimum for a second straight inning. So Brooklyn gets a leadoff walk, but a line drive double play brings only three to the plate. Jonah Tong back to the mound in the second. No score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network. The game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Go to the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless game on this Friday night. Fans, a reminder, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality, like the Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. 5-6-7 to up for Hudson Valley in the second. And the first pitch from Jonah Tong to Christopher Familia is a breaking ball in for a strike. And the count 0-1. Familia 0-4 last night. First hitless game of the season for him. The 0-1. And Familia a high fly ball to right. Out is Tillian. In is Paz. And Karell Paz on the move makes the catch over his left shoulder. And there's one away in the second inning. The right fielder, Garrett Martin. Martin had off last night, 1-4 on Wednesday with a run scored, hitting at .189 in 29 games, 18-95, two homers, 13 batted in. Righty batter with an open stance. Tong from the windup. The first pitch and a fastball lined off the end of the bat in a right field. The third single tonight, and the ball gets away from Paz. Nonchalantly tried playing it to his side. Runner is breaking for third, and the relay there by Tillian way high off the railing in front of the Hudson Valley dugout. But Brooklyn avoids giving up a run as it doesn't go into the dugout. And so Karell Paz, who is way too nonchalant out in right field, just tried playing the ball off to his side on a couple of hops, let the ball get behind him. And instead of a casual single to right, one on and one out, Hudson Valley has a runner at third with one out. And every run so crucial, especially in a seven-inning abbreviated game. So So an error Brooklyn could not afford, and there has been several costly errors in this series by Brooklyn defensively. As Josh Moylan takes a called strike 0-1, and think about last night's game, if it wasn't for a couple of two-out mistakes defensively in the first two innings that led to four Hudson Valley runs, you might have had a different final score. As Tong gets a swing and a miss at a changeup down and away. And Moylan behind 0-2, hitting 234, a homer, 13 RBIs. Infield in all around for Brooklyn. Cyclones wearing the navy alternates, Cyclones in gold script across the chest. Gold numerals front and back with a red drop shadow. The 0-2 hit on the ground left side. Fielded off balance by Lara. Throw to the plate, and Pregent couldn't squeeze it. Ball kicks behind him onto the warning track. Moylan breaks late for second base, and he's going to get there. Was a tremendous play by Lara to his right, throwing on the move to have a chance at Martin trying to score from third. And if Pregent squeezes that ball, there is a good chance they get the out at home, but he does not. And Brooklyn's defensive lapse in right leads to a 1-0 Hudson Valley lead. And because the ball gets away, further insult to injury as Moylan advances 90 feet to second. So that should be a fielder's choice and an RBI. But Hudson Valley has a 1-0 lead. And a runner at second and still only one out. Righty Tong from the stretch. And the first pitch to Gabrielson waved at and missed. And the count 0-1. Interesting, there was no error applied that allowed the runner to advance to second. I'll just give him the base on the throw. As a swing and a 0-1 pitch up and away, and the count even, a ball and a strike. Gabrielson hitting at 215, no homers, 9 RBIs. It was 2-for-4 on Wednesday night with a ribby. The pitch, and Tong misses outside with a slider. And the count 2-1. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour here in the East. Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead. Came into play today, two games back of Greensboro for first place in the North. The 2-1. And Gabrielson fouls a fastball back. Two balls and two strikes. Gabrielson has loved hitting against Brooklyn this year. So far this season, Gabrielson, 7 of his 23 hits have come against the Cyclones. He's 7-for-20 with 3 extra base hits and 2 RBIs. The 2-2 pitch and a curveball too far upstairs. And the count full, Bo Brewer. Righty swinging third baseman waiting on deck. Tillian holds on the runner, Moylan at second. The payoff and a foul ball off the hands of Gabrielson stays alive. But Cole, from a big baseball family, started his college career at the College of San Mateo before moving on to USC. Teammates there with Ryland Thomas, DeAndre Smith, and fellow Renegade Matt Keating. The payoff again. And a fastball low, ball 4. So 3 straight have reached against Tong with 1 out. And Hudson Valley with 2 on and 1 out in the second inning for the number 9 hitter, Bo Brewer. Brewer came off the bench for Tyler Hardman in the series opener on Tuesday. And all he did was double his season's RBI total. Went 2-for-2, a double, and 4 RBIs in the game. He came into the day with 4 RBIs in 22 games. The first pitch to Brewer, a slider down and away. 1 ball and no strikes. Catcher Pregent out to the mound to talk with Tom. Brewer hitting at 262. No homers, 8 RBIs. Brooklyn wearing the gray pants tonight. Tong has him all the way down to his ankles. Navy piping along the side. Navy cap, Navy bill. with a gold interlocking BC logo on the front. The righty offers, and a curveball from Tong misses down and away. And he's behind on Brewer, 2-0, at the top of the lineup in Rock. Riggio waiting on deck. Renegades already have a run in. The 2-0. And a fastball at the knees. 93 on the gun that time from Tong. Two balls and a strike. Brewer, 19th round pick of the Yankees 2 years ago at a Paris Junior College. He's committed to Kansas State University before signing with the Yankees. The 2-1. Soft ground ball towards third, and this one is a foul ball. Mateo Gil tried straddling the bag and making the play while in fair ground to try and start what could have been an inning-ending 5-3 double play. Still would have been very tough to turn it. Ball was hit slowly enough for Brewer to leg it out up the line. But kudos to Gil for trying his best. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Time called at home by Brewer. Series continues tomorrow, 5 o'clock first pitch, 5:05 officially. But if you're with us by 5 o'clock, you shouldn't miss a thing. Cade Morris against Ben Shields tomorrow. The righty deals, and this hit on the ground is short. Lara on a second for one, back to first for Tillian. Double play, inning over. So for the second straight inning, Jonah Tong gets out of further trouble by inducing an inning-ending double play. The first two double plays he's induced all season long. We are through two innings. Hudson Valley picks up a run thanks to an error. They have a 1-0 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Kyle Carr back to the mound with a 1-0 lead. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Brooklyn. Gil, Pregent, and Paz. Brooklyn still looking for their first hit of the night. Roddy Gil will step in against the lefty, and the first pitch slider from Kyle Carr cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. Gil at 2-for-4 last night with a double and a run scored, hitting at 242 with Brooklyn. Three homers, nine RBIs. The 0-1 from Carr. And a backdoor slider on the outside edge. And again, Carr ahead of a batter. No balls and two strikes. He's been ahead of hitters 0-2 four times through the game's first seven batters. The Cyclones, whatever the scouting report was to wait on Carr, does not seem to be the MO for him tonight. The 0-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss, got him. Already five strikeouts tonight for Kyle Carr. Actually, stand corrected, four strikeouts tonight for Carr. And there's one away for Christian Pregent. Bregin 0-3. And the second game of the series on Wednesday. Couple of strikeouts and a double play. Hitting a 164 on the year. The slider down and in. 1-0 by the feet of Bregin. Christian 10-for-61 at the plate this year. No home runs. 5 RBIs. But 6-4 his last 21. In his previous 8 games entering the day. 1-0. And Bregin takes a letter high fastball for a strike. And the count evens at 1. Carr, as we mentioned, third round pick of the Yankees last year. He's committed to TCU. Had he chosen to avoid signing. As Bregin takes the fastball up and away, 2-1. Started his college career, Carr did, at the University of San Diego before moving on to junior college ball. Dealt with a lot of injuries towards the tail end of his high school and beginning of his college tenures. As Bregin takes inside, 3-1. He had Tommy John surgery when he was a high school senior at San Marcos High School. Had a red shirt his true freshman year at San Diego in 2021. 3-1 to Christian, and a fastball fouled off the catcher. And the count full. But then in his lone season at San Diego in 2022, dealt with a broken hand. And then last year, as a two-way player at Palomar College, suffered a torn labrum while he was hitting, swinging a bat. The payoff to Bregin. Fastball on the inside corner. Strike 3 called. Carr has had the Cyclone hitters guessing tonight, and the common guess has been wrong. 5 Ks for Kyle Carr already. His season and career high is 7, and we're just 2 outs through the third inning. So now it is Karell Paz hitting a 169, 12-for-71. 2 homers, 6 RBIs as the slider from Carr taken for a strike. 0-1. Paz 0 for his last 8. Was almost the hero for Brooklyn last night. He's only at bat, second and third, 2 out in the 8th inning in a 1-run game as Carr's slider hops in there. 1-1. And it looked like Paz was going to deliver at a 108-mile-an-hour line drive up the first base line off Mason Vineyard, but a tremendous leaping grab by Kiko Romero as this a cue ball off the hands of Paz, a foul ball. Third base side, 1-2. The 1-2 to Carell, and the slider from Carr in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes, but Romero, that tremendous leaping catch at first base last night, helped keep it a 1-run Hudson Valley lead, and Brooklyn would not get another base runner the rest of the way. 2-2, swinging a ground ball up the first base line, but it stays foul. And it's still 2-2 on Karell Paz. Had about a month-long stint on the IL from April the 12th through May the 6th. Find a way to spark a rally for Brooklyn. They trail 1-0 in the third, still without a base hit. A 2-2. A little bit below the knees. Good spot from Carr, but doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. For the most part, the strike zone been rather on the wide side tonight for Justin Hopkins, not on that 2-2 delivery. The payoff pitch, and Paz swings through a high fastball, strike 3. 6 strikeouts for Kyle Carr through 3 hitless innings tonight. He's already 1 off his previous career high. Looking like Andy Pettit tonight against the Brooklyn Cyclones. We head to the bottom of the third, 1-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
each Sunday. Elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Jonah Tong trying to do his part to keep the Cyclones in this game. Kyle Carr has created a lot of uncompetitive at-bats so far tonight. As we head to the bottom of the third, 1-0. Hudson Valley in front. Top of the lineup. Due up for the Renegades, Riggio, Serna, and Avina. As Jonah Tong back to the mound after allowing an unearned run in the second. Riggio lined out to left to lead off the home first, and Tong's first pitch fastball. This is way high, 92. And the count 1-0. Riggio, one of the top 30 prospects for the Yankees, fourth round pick last year out of Oklahoma State. 1-0, and a slider inside, brushing Riggio back by the shins. And it's 2-0. Taking a look around the South Atlantic League schedule tonight. This one not the only game impacted by weather here in the Northeast. A 2-0. And Riggio gets it off the hands on the ground to third. Nearly handcuffs the third baseman, Gill. But a good adjustment to reach back across his body. And from behind the third base bag, throws out Riggio for the first out of the third. Beautifully done by Mateo Gill. Leadoff man retired for Jared Serna. Singled and stranded on base in the opening inning. But Wilmington and Jersey Shore rained out tonight. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock. Of course, Jersey Shore in the midst of the North Division race with Hudson Valley and Greensboro. As Serna takes high 1-0. Jersey Shore entering the day a half game back of Greensboro. A game and a half up on Hudson Valley for second place. Jonah's 1-0, and Serna hits a high fly ball foul first base side. Count evens at one. One game, or actually two games, have already gone final tonight in the league. Aberdeen beats Hickory 6-4. Enrique Bradfield Jr. homered. So did Adam Retzbach. Kobe Mayo went deep as part of a minor league rehab assignment for the Orioles. The Ironbirds sneaking their way into postseason discussion as well. Serna hits it on the ground as short. Backhanded by Lara. Bobbled, but able to gather himself and throw him out at first base. And there's two out in the bottom of the third. Two up, two down for Tong. Brings up Jace Avina, single to left in his only at-bat tonight. But Aberdeen the winner over Hickory. Greenville all over Asheville tonight, 13-4. Four home runs in that ball game from the drive, including a couple from Cutter Coffee. Now 10 on the year. First pitch from Tong, a high heater. 1-0 to Avina. But Coffee becoming the first player in Greenville drive history to homer in five consecutive games. Bases empty, two out, 1-0 Hudson Valley the pitch, and a 1-0 fastball ripped by Avina. Letter high at 93, it's 1-1. Everything else in progress, top of the ninth inning in Winston-Salem. Bad news for the chasing North Division teams. Greensboro is 6-5 lead over Winston-Salem on the road as Avena sends it straight back 1-2. Another home run for Nick Cimillo is 10th of the year. And the only other game right now going to the bottom of the ninth in Bowling Green. Two teams battling for first in the South, Roma and Bowling Green. The 1-2 from Tong. Fastball struck him out swinging. Chase 93 off the outside corner. And Jonah Tong picks up the strikeout, his first of the night, to record his first 1-2-3 inning. But Rome, a 1-0 lead on Bowling Green going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Rome and Bowling Green entering play today tied atop the South Division. We head to the fourth. Get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the night when we come back. 1-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Top of the fourth inning, top of the lineup due up for Brooklyn, still in search of their first hit of the ball game. Nick Morabito, Chris Suero, Nick LaRusso. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. Kyle Carr, six strikeouts through three hitless innings tonight. His previous career high is seven. Nick Morabito, one of those six strikeout victims. And again, Brooklyn takes a first pitch strike. And the count 0-1. It just feels like Brooklyn has been guessing what Carr is going to offer. And if they're expecting curveball, they get the fastball. If they're expecting the heater, they get the breaking ball. The 0-1. And a breaking ball fouled off the hands of Morabito. No balls and two strikes. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Have to go back to 1965 for this one. The 0-2, and Morabito, soft ground ball, past the mound, charging in third baseman on the move, throw to first by Brewer late, and not in time. So a swinging bunt is how Brooklyn picks up the game's first hit. And Morabito aboard to start the top half of the fourth inning. Nothing done wrong there by Bo Brewer. Morabito put that ball in a perfect spot. You knew it would be trouble once the ball got past the mound. But a bang-bang play at first base. And Shane Sullivan making the call of safe. So Brooklyn with one on and nobody out for Chris Suero. And the first pitch to him is scalded foul. Wide of the third base coach's box in the count 0-1. But our question is, on this date in 1965, this Cincinnati Reds starter struck out 18 batters and no-hit the New York Mets for 10 innings and lost the ball game. Which Reds pitcher was the man who struck out 18, no-hit the Mets for 10 on this date in 1965, but lost the game in 11 innings on a Johnny Lewis home run? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. The pitch to Suero fouled off through the legs of the catcher Flores. And the count, no balls and two strikes. A lot of history for the Mets against the Reds on this date. 1963, Duke Snider, Brooklyn baseball legend, hit the 400th home run of his career. I'll give you bonus points if you can name the Reds pitcher he hit that 400th home run against. One on, nobody out, 0-2 on Suero. The pitch from Carr and a fastball, a humpback liner right at the third baseman Brewer. And a quick throw back to first, not in time, as Morabito won't be doubled up. So a good pitch by Carr. Got that one in on the hands of Suero. Instead of barreling it up down the line, hit a number off the hands of the bat. So one on and one out for Nick LaRusso. Strikeout victim in his only at-bat tonight. We mentioned the tie atop the South Atlantic League South. Coming into play tonight with six games to go in the first half. As LaRusso takes low 1-0. But looking at the North, Greensboro a half game up on Jersey Shore. Two up on Hudson Valley. Three up on Aberdeen. Brooklyn, who came into this series with a good chance to be in that discussion as well. This five-game losing streak has certainly put the Cyclones in a bind. 4.5 games back with six to go. The 1-0, and LaRusso fouls it off the end of the wood. Onto the roof, and the count 1-1. The only time Brooklyn has made the playoffs as a full-season team. It's the second-half championship in 2022. One on, one out. The 1-1. And LaRusso serves it out of play to the right. One ball and two strikes. It'll be his 5 o'clock game tomorrow. 2 o'clock on Sunday, Dakota Hawkins, who started the no-hitter last Tuesday, will get the ball for Brooklyn against Cam Schlittler, among the league leaders in ERA. 1-2, and LaRusso fouls it off the legs of Flores. Still a ball and two strikes. This is a great video. Great interview done by my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz. Posted on the Cyclones YouTube page on social media as well. I want to check that one out. Sat down with Nick last week while the team was at home. Carr's 1-2. And LaRusso again able to foul it off. Stayed in the box. It remains a ball and two strikes. Brooklyn seeing Carr a little bit better. Second time through the order. Trying to draw this game even. Hudson Valley a run unearned in the second inning. And take a 1-0 lead. Morabito, good speed at first, has 30 stolen bags. And a throw to first. And Nick back standing up. Good crowd on hand, has stuck through the weather this evening. Excited for some post-game fireworks and more. Brooklyn trying to give them a little taste of fireworks beforehand. The 1-2. Swinging a line drive caught by Brewer. And they're going to throw back to first to double up Morabito to end the inning. So on the first humpback line drive to third, Morabito got back. But this one closer to the turf, Morabito decided to take the risk and try and make a beat for second base, assuming that ball would skim off the turf, but it did not. And for the second time in four innings tonight, a line drive double play forces the Cyclones to bring the minimum to the plate, and Carr has still faced the minimum through four innings tonight. No runs, a hit, nobody left on the twin killing at the end of 3.5, 1-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch Package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
First pitch in the bottom of the fourth inning, taken up and away by Rafael Flores. 1-0 the count. Flores, Amelia Martin, part of the lineup due up for Hudson Valley in the bottom of the fourth inning of this 1-0 game. A 1-0, and Flores can't hit the off speed down and in. Good pitch from Tong. Actually, wasn't even off speed. 92 mile an hour fastball, just had great downward light. Talk a lot about the vertical break on the pitches thrown by Jonah Tong, the inverted vertical break. As Flores swings at the 1-1, jolts one into left center field. Back and to his right on the move is Consuegra, and what an incredible backhanded catch in front of the WMC Health signage in left center field. Stanley Consuegra off like a rocket. And this ball not carrying quite as well after the rain earlier tonight. And the ballpark big enough to hold it. And Stanley able to make a tremendous running grab to help out his pitcher to start the bottom of the fourth. So one out for Christopher Familia, who flied to right his first time. And he fouls the first pitch back off Tong. And the count 0-1. Tong, 43 pitches through 3 1/3 innings tonight. Renegades a 1-0 lead. The kick, the 0-1. And the pitch misses low. Evens up a ball and a strike on Familia. Coney Convo's trivia question tonight will give you the answer in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Already have one correct answer in tonight. The 1-1. Is high, 2 balls and a strike. But on this date in 1965, which Reds pitcher no-hit the Mets for 10 innings, struck out 18, but lost the game on a home run by Johnny Lewis. That against the New York Mets. This date in 1965, tweet the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know, as the 2-1 overthrown up. And it's 3-1 now on Familia, with Garrett Martin on deck. Hides his eyes behind the brown leather mitt. 3-1. And Familia out of play to the left. Someone just got hit with that foul ball. I don't know if that was the time for the PA announcer to make a joke, but okay. As Familia takes one at the letters, strike three call. 93-mile-an-hour fastball letter height. And Jonah Tong with just his second strikeout tonight. A 2-down, base is empty in the fourth inning. Tong starting to hit his groove. Has retired 6 straight. And now Garrett Martin, who singled to right and scored the game's only run back in the second inning. The first pitch to him, a slider away. 1-0. Tong from the third base side of the slab. Long navy sleeves out either end of the jersey top. And the 1-0, another slider upstairs. And Martin in the driver's seat, 2-0. Seen Tong miss up quite a bit here in this fourth inning. 2-0 pitch, and Martin sends the fastball straight back towards the press box. And the count 2-1. Martin's reached in five straight. Just 8-49 at the plate since coming off the IL during the previous meeting between these two teams. Here comes the 2-1. And a slider outside. 3-1 on Martin with Josh Moylan waiting on deck. Martin, signed by the Yankees last July out of Austin Peay State University in Clarksville, Tennessee. 3-1. And Martin had something come flying off his bat. Might have been a bat sensor on the knob as he fouls the pitch back behind home. And the count full 3-2. But the sign out of Austin Peay started his college career at McLennan Community College in Waco, Texas, was part of the NJCAA Division I World Series championship team that year in 2021. Moved on to Oklahoma State before finishing up his college career at Austin Peay. Was drafted out of high school as well. 22nd round pick of the Orioles, 2018. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. 94 up and away with a fastball. Jonah Tong has retired seven straight and a couple of strikeouts in his second consecutive 1-2-3 inning. We're through four on this Friday night, 7-inning game. Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now to secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Kyle Carr has faced the minimum through four innings tonight. We head to the fifth of this 7-inning game. Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead. Consuegra, Lara Tillian, three scheduled to bat in the inning. Carr 62 pitches through four, and the first pitch to Stanley driven down the right field line. But this one will get out of play into a group area. And the count 0-1. Consuegra, one of the few Cyclones to reach base tonight, walked and was doubled off first. Back in the second. Righty batter with an open stance. Rests that bat on his back shoulder. The 0-1. And Consuegra drops to a knee. Can't hit the slider. No balls and two strikes. Taking a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. But you know what's going on across the farm system today. Also get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the fifth. Give you the answer bottom of the inning. The 0-2. And a swing and a miss struck him out. Got him on the slider, darting down and in. A career-high tying seven strikeouts tonight for Kyle Carr. And the leadoff man retired in the top half of the fifth inning. Brings up Wilfredo Lara, lined into a double play his first time 0-for-1. But our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight, already have one a correct answer in. But on this date in 1965, which Red starter Carried a no-hitter through 10 innings, struck out 18 batters against the Mets at Crosley Field. As Lara takes low 1-0, but ended up losing the ball game thanks to a Johnny Lewis home run in the 11th. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. A 1-0 to Wilfredo, and tries to hit the slider, nearly spun himself around. And the count 1-1. That slider been outstanding tonight for Carr, been able to locate it in and out of the zone. The 1-1, backdoor slider outside. Lara lays away, two balls and a strike, but looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard, starting with the big league team, they also dealt with rain tonight, didn't get underway until about a quarter after 8. The 2-1, and Lara, a soft ground ball foul. Up the third base line, it is 2-2. But the Mets, a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the 7th. J.D. Martinez, a 2-run double in the 3rd. Only Padres run on a Jackson Merrill solo home run in the 5th. Sean Manaea, 5 one-run innings tonight. Jake Diekman right now on the mound for the Mets as they hit in the 7th. The 2-2. Slider down and away. And Lara runs the count full. Triple-A Syracuse already final tonight. They beat Lehigh Valley, Phillies affiliate, 7-3. Luke Ritter, a multi-home run game. The payoff, inside and low ball 4. And Lara's on with a one-out walk. So Brooklyn has a tying run on with one out in the 5th inning. The second baseman, Junior Tillian, who fouled out to first, his only time up tonight. But Luke Ritter now 14 home runs on the year. How about Ryland Thomas? Multi-hit night, a double, and a home run. First Triple-A home run in his career. Jose Buto, 5 2/3, one-run innings. And the win for the S-Mets. First pitch to Tillian, and this a line drive into left field for a base hit. Racing over to his right to cut it off, Avino going first to third. Lara the throw there, and they got him! Lara tried to go first to third on the line drive down the left field line, and that'll be the third out for Brooklyn on the bases through 4 2/3 innings tonight, as a great throw by Jace Avina gets Lara trying to advance to third, slid in there feet first. A bang-bang play, the home plate umpire Justin Hopkins raced up to make the call. Junior Tillian extends his on-base streak to 22. But there's two out in the inning for Mateo Gil. So a missed opportunity for Brooklyn, as instead of second and third and one out, it's a man at second and two out. And the first pitch to Mateo way up and away in the count 1-0. So it'll give Tillian a single and an advance to second base on the throw with Lara thrown out. The 1-0 to Gill. And a letter high fastball taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. Rather, the count 1-1, I should say, on Mateo. What a difference that makes. In a one-run ball game, heading towards the back half of this. Mateo Gill takes a called strike. 83-mile-an-hour change. And it's 1-2. Tillian, the tying run at second with two out. A 1-2 offering. And Gill pops it back towards us. Out of play, a souvenir. Christian Pregent, the catcher, waiting on deck for the Cyclones. A 1-2, and Gill shoots it foul off the end of the bat. First base side, it stays a ball and two strikes. Renegades only run in the second. Brooklyn trying to rally back and avoid dropping their sixth straight. A 1-2, and Gill swings and misses. Strike three. Got him on the changeup down. A career-high 8 strikeouts tonight for Kyle Carr, as Junior Tillian nearly set the table for Gill, but an out on the base paths at third help keep Brooklyn off the board yet again in the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, and one man left at the end of 4.5. It's 1-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Jonah Tung starting to find his rhythm on the mound. He's retired 7 straight hitters dating back to the second inning. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Hudson Valley. Cyclones trailing 1-0 on this Friday night. Friends, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party just one time with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray, from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports by logging on to oasas.ny.gov. Again, that's oasas.ny.gov. Josh Moylan and Colt Gabrielson, Bo Brewer. 3 scheduled to bat for Hudson Valley in the bottom half of the fifth. Jonah Tung, 54 pitches through 4 innings tonight. Only allowed the 1 run. That was unearned. Josh Moylan grounded into the fielder's choice that brought in the game's only run. And the slider from Tong hits the inside half. No balls and a strike. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in the inning as well. Did get a correct answer tonight, the 0-1. And Moylan swings over the top of the change. 0-2. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliates tonight in the meantime. Double-A Binghamton right now at home against Somerset. Yankees affiliate Somerset a run in the top of the ninth to tie it. Rumble Ponies and Patriots tied at 7. The 0-2 up and away, a ball and 2 strikes. Nolan McLean, an opposite field home run, his second double-A homer. Jeremiah Jackson, a 2-run shot, his 8th. 1-2. And Moylan hits it on the ground behind first. Picked up by LaRusso and will take it to the bag himself to retire his counterpart for the first out of the fifth inning. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. Our question tonight is, on this date in 1965, which Cincinnati Reds pitcher against the Mets struck out 18 batters and carried a no-hitter through 10 innings only to lose 1-0 on a Johnny Lewis home run? And, of course, the Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in from Queens, coming up with the right answer. As a first pitch to Gabrielson, curveball inside. 1-0, Gabrielson walked his only time up. Last man to reach base safely against Tom. The kick, the 1-0. And a fastball inside and low. Two balls and no strikes. But the Wolf immediately answering it with Jim Maloney. The man who started that game for the Reds, 18 strikeouts, no hitter through 10 innings, but a Johnny Lewis home run in the 11th gave the Mets a 1-0 win as Gabrielson chases the slider away. 0-1. But the ironic thing is a similar thing would happen again later on in the season to the Reds, the 2-1. Low 3-1 now to Gabrielson. Actually, I misread that. So we'll explain. 3-1. Not sure where that meets. Good pitch down and away. It doesn't get the call from the home plate umpire, Hopkins. Brooklyn dugout with some words for him. Looking back in that direction. But Gabrielson is aboard with a one-out walk. Ends the streak of 8 in a row retired by Tom. And now the third baseman, Bo Brewer, who grounded into a double play his first time up. But it nearly happened again. I stand corrected. It wasn't one of Jim Maloney's Reds teammates, but it was to Jim Maloney. And Brewer checks his swing. Did not go on appeal. Says the base umpire, Sullivan, 1-0. But Maloney carried a no-hitter through 9 innings in August of that year for the Reds at Wrigley. But this time, he actually completed the no-hitter. It was a 10-inning no-no and a 1-0 win over the Cubs when his teammate Leo Cardenas hit a go-ahead shot in the top of the 10. So what are the odds of that? Count 2-0 on Brewer. You throw 2 games, 9-plus innings of no-hit ball. Both games end 1-0. One you win, one you lose. The 2-0, and Brewer takes down and away 3-0. And Tong in danger of allowing a couple of one-out base runners. The top of the lineup in Rock Reggio on deck. Nearing the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour here in the East. The 3-0. And that in the dirt ball 4. So Tong has issued back-to-back walks to Gabrielson and Brewer after retiring 8 in a row. Dan McKinney, the pitching coach, out of the first base dugout. To try and get Tong back on track. But continuing our look around the affiliate scoreboard tonight at Binghamton Somerset game now in the bottom of the 9th inning. Alexander Vargas, former Renegade, was the man who tied the game. A leadoff home run in the 9th inning. That's the first home run of his double-A career. How about that? Long discussion on the mound. Home plate umpire Justin Hopkins trying to break it up. But single-A St. Lucie finally got a couple of games in. Split a doubleheader from Jupiter tonight on the road in Florida. St. Lucie won game 1, 4-3. Boston Barrow, Kevin DeVicencio, Ronald Hernandez all with home runs. Hernandez a big shot in the third inning. And St. Lucie's 4-3 win. Jack Wenninger, 8 strikeouts through 5 2/3. His time called by Reggio. Ahead of the first pitch from Tong. But game 2 went the way of the Marlins affiliate, 3-1. DeVicencio drove in a run in the nightcap of that twin bill. St. Lucie was held to just 3 hits. First pitch to Reggio. And another pitch misses from Tong, high 1-0. So 7 straight have missed for Jonah. A 1-0 pitch and a breaking ball in there for a strike. Snapdragon that time. It is 1-1. Complex League ball today. Florida Complex League Mets beat the Cardinals at home 6-5. Jeremy Rodriguez, a double and an RBI in that game, the 1-1. And a curveball waved at and missed. Good pitch from Tong. And Reggio behind 1-2. Jared Serna on deck. Simone Juan, a couple of hits, including a double and RBI in that game. A look at second, the 1-2. Breaking ball tapped back towards the mound. Tong, only play for him will be to first, as his momentum carrying him there. And an underhand flip to LaRusso to get the out as the runners advance to second and third. So Gabrielson at third, Brewer at second with two out, and the dangerous Jared Serna stepping to the plate. Serna 1-for-2 tonight, as singled and grounded out to short. Hudson Valley looking for insurance, holding a 1-0 lead. In the first pitch from Tong is that nasty Uncle Charlie in for a strike, 0-1. Then looking at the Dominican Summer League today, Mets Blue falling on the road to the Phillies, or actually winning on the road against the Phillies red team, 14-11. The 0-1, and Serna in the air right back behind home. But this off towards the parking lot, 0-2. The Mets Blue, a 14-11 win. Rainer Reyes, two-run homer, is second of the year. Haniel Herman is first, a solo shot. And the Mets Orange winning a seven-inning game at home against the Rockies DSL team, 3-2. The two-strike pitch, fastball down and away. And Serna lays off 94. Giovanni Rodriguez, one of the Mets' big signings last year, hitting the first home run of his professional career, a two-run shot. A good day in the Complex League, all three teams winning. Second and third, two out, 1-0 Hudson Valley in the fifth. The 1-2 to Serna, hit on the ground, foul towards the third base dugout. Remains a ball and two strikes. Tong at 75 pitches now tonight. Looks like there is some movement out in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. That is Victor Castaneda. I have not seen him yet this series. Tong near the 80-pitch plateau. The 1-2 offering. Line drive back up the middle. Past the diving glove of Tillian into center field. A base hit. Serna delivers again. A two-run single for Jared Serna. And Hudson Valley has opened up a 3-0 fifth-inning lead. RBIs 47 and 48. Entered play today, tied for second in the league in that category. He has brought in four the last two nights. And that feels like a backbreaker for Brooklyn. Turned around a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Tong. And the Renegades have tripled their lead. Now it is Jace Avina. And he takes inside 1-0. And those two one-out walks from Tong to the 8 and 9 batters in Hudson Valley's order come back to bite him. Avina 1-for-2 with a base hit. The 1-0. And Avina pops it up. Shallow center field. Won't even make it there. Wilfredo Lara straddles himself along the edge of the infield turf and makes the catch to end the frame. But Hudson Valley, a big crooked number in the fifth inning. Two runs on one hit and one man left. Jared Serna, another two-run knock. We head to the sixth. Business end of a seven-inning game. Hudson Valley a 3-0 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Go to the bullpen for Hudson Valley as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Must be to get Luis Arejula some work. No reason to take Kyle Carr out of this game because of his lack of effectiveness. Five innings, no runs, two hits, a career high, eight strikeouts tonight. Leaves in line for what would be the first win of his professional career. His team has a 3-0 lead. 8-9-1 due up for Brooklyn. Pregent, Paz, and Morabito in the first pitch from Arejula to Pregent. In the air to center field. To his left is Gabrielson to make the catch. And one pitch, one out for Brooklyn in the top of the sixth. Arejula, 6'1", 218 pounds, 22 years old from Independencia in Venezuela. Signed by the Yankees as an international free agent in 2021. Arejula making his 14th appearance, 3-3, a 3.91 ERA. Does have a save, 20 hits in 23 innings, 15 walks, 25 strikeouts. As Paz a ground ball and threw the hole between third and short for a base hit. So that ends an 0-for-9 stretch at the plate for Paz. And Brooklyn has a man on with one out of the top of the sixth. So back to the top of the lineup and Nick Morabito. But Arejula pitching for the first time since game two of a doubleheader last Thursday in Wilmington. Went 2 2/3 scoreless innings. Did allow a season-high five hits, but tied a season best with four strikeouts. Righty offers in the first pitch. Breaking ball to Morabito has him backing out of the way. And the count 1-0. Morabito had Brooklyn's first hit, an infield single in the third. Rather in the fourth, I should say. 1-0. Morabito takes a strike. Inner half hits 1-1. Arejula made two appearances against Brooklyn on Coney Island. Gave up two runs, one earned in 4 2/3 innings. Picked up the win in the series finale. 1-1. And Morabito again is soft ground ball this time. First base side. Arejula can't field it cleanly. And everybody's going to be safe. So Morabito, a couple of swinging bunts, one up the third baseline for a single in the fourth. And this one, Arejula couldn't scoop with his glove. Hit off the edge of the webbing and stayed on the turf. And I imagine that'll be an E1 on Arejula as Brooklyn will bring the tying run to the plate with one out in the sixth inning. It will be an error on Arejula. The first of the night for Hudson Valley. So two on and one out. After a brief discussion between Flores and Arejula, Chris Suero will be the batter. Suero is 0-for-2 tonight, struck out, lined into a double play, or nearly lined into a double play in the fourth. LaRusso was the one who lined into the twin, killing. Back-to-back, up-back line drives to third. And the latter of the two turned into an inning-ending twin killing. And Suero did hit into two double plays last night, including one that brought in a run in the seventh. First pitch to Suero. And Arejula's fastball down at 93, 1-0. Arejula, fastball, slider, cutter. trying to get out of a pickle here in the sixth. Pitch to the final line for Carr in a moment. The pitch to Suero in the dirt, kicks to the right of Flores. Runner breaks for third, and Paz is going to get there. Morabito did not take second on the back end, but a good read by Paz on the dirt ball. Didn't get very far away from Flores. Well, got a great jump and makes it a third without a play. So 2-0 on Suero, and runners at the corners with one out in a three-run game. The final line for Carr, he goes five innings, no runs, two hits, two walks, a career high, eight strikeouts tonight. 77 pitches, 54 strikes. The 2-0, and Suero a high pop-up. Left side, third baseman Brewer giving a look, but this one will get about four or five rows into the royal blue seats. And the count 2-1. Despite the lengthy rain delay at the start, a lot of folks have hung around tonight. The 2-1. Suero, a high fly ball, left center field. They should get a run in. Over to his right to make the catch is Gabrielson, the center fielder. And his throw in will come to second base. Got away from the second baseman, Reggio, through his legs. But backed up well by the first baseman, Moylan. It's a sacrifice fly for Chris Suero. And the Cyclones have broke up the shutout. It's 3-1 with two out here in the sixth inning. Suero is 19th RBI with Brooklyn and is 34th of the season. So brings up Nick LaRusso as the tying run. Worth noting, Suero 19 RBIs and nearly the same amount of plate appearances as he had in St. Lucie before being promoted. And just 15 RBIs and 83 at-bats in the FSL. Throw back to first, and Morabito able to get back. LaRusso 0-for-2, a strikeout and a liner into a double play. Hit a three-run home run last night, and he fouls the first pitch from Arejula back. 0-1. Looking ahead to the bottom of the sixth inning. Hudson Valley will have the heart of their lineup, 4, 5, and 6. The 0-1. And they count even, one ball and one strike. Stanley Consuegra waiting on deck for Brooklyn. The pitch, and LaRusso fouls it off the legs of the catcher, Flores. A little bit shaken up there. And the home plate umpire, Hopkins, will walk the ball back to the mound to give the catcher some extra time to recuperate. Brooklyn a run in here in the sixth inning. On the strength of a hit and an error. Hudson Valley a 3-1 lead. Brooklyn trying to battle back. They come back and win tonight with the largest deficit they've overcome in a game to win this year. Roddy deals, and LaRusso shoots it in the air to right. First step was back, now racing in and towards the line. And making the grab is Martin to end the inning. So LaRusso couldn't quite get it down the line enough, as Martin able to race over to make the play to end the inning. But Brooklyn gets a run back, a run on a hit and error, one left through five and a half. Victor Castaneda coming on for the Cyclones. Hudson Valley a 3-1 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a Stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Going to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Jonah Tong's day is done. Victor Castaneda on in relief. Our pitching changes brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue, now open. The perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. First pitch to Rafael Flores, taken for a strike. It's 0-1, the 0-1 from Castaneda. And Flores can't catch up to a high fastball. 91 that time from Victor. No balls and two strikes. Castaneda standing at 6'1", 185 pounds. 25 years old from Culiacan, Sinaloa, Mexico. Making his 15th appearance of the year. Right arm dangling at his side as he gets the sign. The 0-2 pitch, and Flores again can't lay off the high cheese. Strike three. So Castaneda comes on out of the bullpen, picks up a three-pitch strikeout. One away in the top, or rather bottom, of the sixth inning. That strikeout brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Christopher Familia has fly to right and struck out looking. 0 for 2 today. As Castaneda misses low, 1-0. Victor, so far this season with Brooklyn, holding a 3-2 record, but an ERA of 6.29. 30 hits, 24 and a third innings, 7 walks, 24 strikeouts. Picked up the win in relief of Tong last Friday night on Coney Island. As Familia takes away 2-0. Gave up 3 runs, which tied a season high. Went 2 innings, walked 1, struck out 2. As the 2-0 down and away, 3 balls and no strikes. Final line for Jonah tonight leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. Goes 5 innings, allows 3 runs, 2 earned on 4 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Tong tonight, 78 pitches, 44 strikes. The 3-0 is scalded into right field for a base hit. Familia sent that one back out to right field at 111 miles an hour. And the Renegades have a one-out base runner in the bottom half of the sixth inning. One on, one out for Garrett Martin, who has singled and struck out tonight. How about the ending of the game tonight for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies? They beat the Somerset Patriots tonight 9-7 on a walk-off two-run moonshot by Ryan Clifford. As the pitch to Martin down and away in the count 1-0. Clifford's OPS now at double A, just under 900. He has started to figure out the level at 4 RBIs tonight. Reached base 4 times in that game. As the 1-0 underneath the arms of Martin. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Castaneda has been missing up quite a bit to start the game. Clifford is 6th double-A home run, a walk-off 2-run homer. As Martin sends the 2-0 back to the checkerboard screen, 2 balls and a strike. They play Martin to pull to the left side. The 2-1 nearly hits him. 90-mile-an-hour fastball by his left elbow. And able to spin out of the way. Three balls and a strike. But Josh Moylan waiting on deck. Second straight three-ball count for Victor. The 3-1. And Martin fouls it off towards the roof. And the count full at 3-2. Looking ahead of the final inning of regulation, the seventh tonight. Brooklyn will have the heart of their lineup due up, Consuegra, Lara, and Tillian. 3-2, up and away, ball four, and Castaneda issues a one-out walk. So back-to-back base runners against Castaneda with one out in the sixth inning as Hudson Valley looking for added insurance. So that will bring up Josh Moylan. 0 for 2 with an RBI tonight, a fielder's choice, and a ground ball to first. It looks like a pinch runner coming on. Christopher Familia is out. Brenny Ascanio, who made his high A debut on Wednesday night, is on to run. Familia the DH tonight, so the Renegades going for some added speed on the base paths, trying to create some further separation.
He heard it now. My mom used to have whistles for us.
So two on and one out for Moylan. Castaneda from the first base side of the slab. And the first pitch is a fastball at the knees. 0-1. Brooklyn trying to avoid dropping their sixth consecutive game here tonight. A five-game slide matching their longest of the season. As the pitch to Moylan cut on and missed. Good split finger that time from Castaneda. No balls and two strikes. Ascanio at second, Martin at first. The 0-2, inside and low. And the count, 1-2. Brooklyn has not dropped six straight games. You have to go back to June of 2022. That was the last time it happened. A 1-2. On the outside corner, strike three called. Got him on the split finger change. And Moylan frozen. First time he's struck out. Second punch out for Castaneda. And two out now in the sixth for Cole Gabrielson, who has walked twice tonight. Yeah, Brooklyn lost six straight, June the 5th through June the 10th, 2022. Started at Jersey Shore, ended at home against Aberdeen. Of course, Brooklyn would go on to win the second half that season. Now the first pitch that Gabrielson tries to hold up. Good, not on a sweeping slider. And 0-1 on the Hudson Valley center fielder. Good to see Edwin Diaz locking down the save in his first game, trying to close it out after his IL stint as Gabrielson fouls it behind the plate, 0-2. Closing out a 2-1 Mets win. Worked around a singular base hit. Gave up a single. But Diaz is sixth save. Mets have won three straight. And the common rallying cry right now, the Mets are 3-0 since Grimace made his appearance at Citi Field. See if we can get Grimace to share those good vibes on Coney Island next week. Castaneda steps off ahead of the 0-2. Scanio at second, Martin at first, two out, bottom of the sixth, Hudson Valley a 3-1 lead. Brooklyn a run in the top of the sixth, Hudson Valley a run in the second, two in the fifth. The 0-2, just a little bit above the hands. One ball and two strikes. Grimmins throwing out the ceremonial first pitch the other night. 1-2 again. And Gabrielson gets his hands in. And loops it foul and out of play. Still a ball and two strikes. And the amount of Grimmins coverage with the Mets since, I guess it was Wednesday now. Kind of funny, the 1-2. Slider in there, strike three called. Victor Castaneda strikes out three in the inning. Works around a base hit and a walk. And Hudson Valley strands two in the sixth. Brooklyn needs two to tie and three to take the lead in the seventh. Hudson Valley trying to hand Brooklyn their sixth straight defeat. It's 3-1 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more, plus receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Call to the bullpen for Hudson Valley. Right-hander Cole Ayers on in relief for the Renegades, trying to pick up the final three outs and give the Renegades a series victory. Would take the first four games of this set. Ayers, 6'2", 190 pounds, 24 years old from Delray Beach, Florida, originally from the Cincinnati area, 16th round pick of the Yankees in 2021 out of the State College of Florida. Second appearance this week for Ayers. Picked up the win on Tuesday night. Two runs, four hits, inning and a third. A walk and a strikeout was first time he had allowed a run since before May the 22nd. Had gone six consecutive scoreless appearances prior to Tuesday night. Stanley Consuegra, Wilfredo Lara, Junior Tillian, the heart of the Brooklyn lineup, due up in the top of the seventh inning. And the first pitch from Ayers is a breaking ball strike, and the count 0-1. Ayers making his 22nd appearance, 2-2, a 2.31 ERA. 3-for-4 in save chances, 27 hits in 35 innings. The 0-1, down and away, it's a ball and a strike. Ayers, 9 walks, just 41 strikeouts. Had thrown 11 consecutive scoreless innings before being taxed for a pair of runs on Tuesday night. The 1-1, and Consuegra, ground ball up the middle. Diving play up the middle by the second baseman, Riggio. Deflects to the shortstop, Serna, and no chance to get Stanley. So Consuegra with a 105-mile-an-hour worm burner up the middle. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on and will bring the tying run to the plate with nobody out in the seventh inning. So Consuegra on base for the second time. And now Wilfredo Lara the hitter, as the second baseman Riggio comes in to grab the rosin bag before heading back to his position. Lara has lined into a double play and walked tonight. 0-for-1. Consuegra, above average speed at first. And the first toss to Lara. This is down and away, 1-0. Ayers, the right-hander. Fastball slider is two-pitch arsenal. Has been extremely good for Hudson Valley as of late. Even with Tuesday, just two runs allowed in his last 12 and a third innings. As Lara takes a strike in the count even. The righty at the belt. Here comes the 1-1. And the pitch on the inside corner for a strike. And Lara behind 1-2. Ayers finished last year with the Renegades, made 11 appearances in the second half. And now back with Hudson Valley to start 2024. The 1-2. Lara stays away from the slider. This is down and away, did not go on appeal. Two balls and two strikes. Ayers also drafted out of high school. 36th round pick of the Astros in 2018. Out of West Claremont High School in Batavia, Ohio. The 2-2. High and a full count. Junior Tillian represents the go-ahead run. He is on deck. Final line for Luis Arejula tonight. Goes an inning, gives up one run. Unearned on one hit as Lara takes outside ball four. A demonstrative flip of the bat back towards Brooklyn's first base dugout, trying to fire up his teammates. And the Cyclones, a great way to start the seventh inning of a seven-inning game. A single and a walk, and Brooklyn has two on with nobody out for Junior Tillian. Rafael Flores out in front of home, relaying signs to his infield. Good speed on the bases for Brooklyn. They try and draw even. Tillian 1-for-2 with a base hit. That was in his last at-bat. Third baseman Brewer playing in, maybe expecting a bunt. The first pitch to Tillian, he swings away and fouls it to the right, 0-1. Not too many sacrifice bunts put down these days. Matter of fact, Brooklyn just one successful sacrifice bunt this year, and that's by a player who is no longer on the active roster. The 0-1. And Tillian again fouls it off the end of the bat. I guess a nice catch by a fan up the first baseline. And the count 0-2. Consuegra at second, Lara at first. No one out in the seventh. The 0-2 from Ayers, and Tillian can't hold up. Chase the slider that bounced, and a big out number one for Ayers in the seventh inning. First strikeout tonight for Ayers, and there is two on and one out for Mateo Gill, and now a ground ball to close out the ball game for Hudson Valley. Gill has struck out in both at-bats tonight. 3-1 Hudson Valley here in the seventh. Seven-inning game because of the two-hour rain delay at the start. And Gill swings to the first pitch and grounds it fair over the third base bag and down the line. One run is in. They're going to send Lara around. Here comes the relay throw to the plate. It will not come because it was dropped out in left field by the relay man. It's a game-tying two-run double for Mateo Gill, and the Cyclones have come all the way back and tied the game at three. Just barely kept it fair past the diving glove of the third baseman Brewer down the line. Gill's sixth double, RBIs 10 and 11, and Brooklyn has drawn even at three with one out in the seventh inning. And time called by Flores, who will go out to the mound and talk with Ayers. Had not allowed a run in 11 innings entering this series, and Brooklyn has bested him for four through an inning and two-thirds of work so far this week. That double from Mateo Gill calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. So there will be, at the very least, a bottom of the seventh inning tonight. Renegades will have 9-1-2 due up in the bottom of the seventh inning. But right now, Brooklyn trying to find a way to carry a lead into the bottom of the frame, as Christian Pregent now the batter. Pregent has struck out, looking and fly to center. And the first pitch fastball from Ayers up and away, 1-0. It is just past 11 here in the East. Brooklyn 3, Hudson Valley 3. Cyclones 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They have left 2 tonight. The 1-0. Pregent takes a knee-high strike and the count even. Hudson Valley 3 runs, 5 hits, an error. They have stranded 5. Gill leads off second. The 1-1 pitch. And Pregent, ground ball up the middle, fielded on the third base side of second by Reggio, and the sidearm throw to first in time to get Pregent. Gill will advance to third with the go-ahead run. But Ayers records the second out of the inning. And now it's up to Karell Paz. Paz shot a single to left through the 5.5 hole his last time up. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Shortstop Cerna shaded up the middle. And the first pitch to Paz on the ground. Diving play by the first baseman, Moylan. Underhand flip to Ayers, and the inning is over. And for the second straight day, Karell Paz, with a chance to give Brooklyn the lead in the latter stages, robbed on a stellar defensive play by the first baseman. Last night on a leap by Kiko Romero. Tonight on a great sprawling sliding stop by Moylan. Brooklyn, though, ties the game on the two-run double by Gill. Victor Castaneda trying to get the Cyclones into extra innings tonight. Tied at 3 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Victor Castaneda back to the mound, bottom of the seventh inning. Brooklyn trying to force extras in a seven-inning scheduled contest tonight. And the first pitch of the inning from Castaneda to Bo Brewer. Outside 1-0. Brooklyn 2 in the top of the seventh to tie the game.